see. Hang on just one second here. Just want to make sure I'm getting this recorded. Welcome. This is Dr. Joanne Dahlketter and Performing Edge Coaching International on our ongoing mentoring call on July 28th. And want to welcome everyone here. We've got more people coming on the call, people calling in from all over the world. So that's great. And just the main purpose of these calls, of course, is to answer your questions. So if you have particular questions, you can feel free to ask those. And then we'll go into also some training each week, each time we do these calls on a particular topic that, you know, is relevant to you. So I'm always looking to get... get your feedback about what kinds of things you want, because I'm, continually developing new material, and just really on the these calls are really on the cutting edge of what's out there, what's available for you. So yeah, it's fantastic. And how today we'll be talking about websites and how I want to empower you to be able to put up your own website. I've seen so many people get burned by. Webmasters that can charge $5,000, or $10,000 to do a website, and often they don't have your interests in mind, and so, and I've worked with some, with many myself. Many were very good, but it is, if you can have more control yourself, you can do this yourself, and now with WordPress, it's made it so incredibly easy. Just with a few clicks, you can have a website up in one day. Basically, and then you can fill it in, with your header and all the other things at your pace, at your own convenience, that you don't have to rely on someone else to do this for you. And it's really a freeing kind of thing. Then you can develop a whole, like one-page website. Let's say you want to put up a product, one ebook. You can have a website devoted just to your ebook. I'm going to be doing a promotion of my Your Performing Edge book this fall when it's the 10th anniversary of my book. And so and my goal is to get it number one on Amazon as a bestseller. And so I'm going to be doing in the next few weeks a website just for the Your Performing Edge book. So I'm going to be actually doing that myself and, showing you the process of how I do that without hiring a webmaster and without... paying a huge expense. It's basically free if you do it yourself or very low cost, under $100, for any of the little things that you need. So, and I just wanted to relay to you first also an email that I just got. It's something very exciting that's happening with a client that I have. It's an example of how you can use these, how powerful these MP3 files are that you can make visualization files, audio files for your clients. And, Sue, this relates to you because I know you're in the area of injury and an expert in injury recovery and healing, right?
Right.
And also, Duran, you're, working, any, you're working with a variety of athletes, 4,500 of them, right, at your facility.
Yeah.
You've probably seen your share of injuries, right?
Oh, sure. Yep.
Yeah, all kinds of them. It's I've been working with a woman, Melody Schultz, and she is 69 years old, and she's a world record holder, a two-time world record holder of the 10,000 meters, and also a world record holder of the marathon in her age group. And she's a phenomenal runner. And tomorrow she's actually running in the World Championships. It's called the World Masters Games. It's in Sacramento here, and it's like the Olympics for older people, where people over 50 can compete in track and field and a variety of sports. And it's just fantastic to see how they really acknowledge each age group and. And they have, 5-year age group competitions for every sport. So it's I've been working with Melody for the last several months now as she's battled some knee injuries. And she has, and then a few weeks ago, she ran the Dipsy race. And in the Bay Area, it's very well goes straight uphill and straight down and then straight up and straight down these stairs. That you start out by going up 176 stairs. It's just a phenomenal race. And they have these names of the trails that you run, the Cardiac Trail, and then you go on this other trail called Suicide, and you go on this other trail, it's called Insult. And it's, you know, it's just, it's really brutal. And she, Melody's been has achieved more than any other woman in that race in the last 12 years, and so she was inducted into the Dipsy Hall of Fame. I got to be there at her award ceremony, and it's really exciting, and, you know, being part of that. And being her sports psychologist, you know, it's just neat to, she acknowledged me as, you know, being a big part of what she's done. She says, of course, there's many factors that go into performance all of her life here. But it just shows how, you know, you as a sports expert, sports psychology expert and performing edge coach can really, you know, enhance someone's performance. And she has gone from not being able to run at all in the last several months, just doing cross training, swimming, running, and rowing, and biking, to now just being able to get back to running well. So tomorrow she's doing the, you know, the 10,000 meters at the World Championships in Sacramento. And she just wrote me an email saying, Dr. Joanne, I've just found time to sit down and listen to the MP3 you prepared for me in preparation for the 10,000 meters. It's quite wonderful and so down to earth. After each MP3 you make for me, I think this is the best one. But somehow this one is so relevant to the moment that what I'm feeling, and not what the outcome will be, but how much I want to enjoy the race and feel I have run my best and achieved as well as I could. So, yeah, it was really exciting to read that. And then she writes at the bottom, I think you mean a lot to me and your help has been fantastic. I will only think for the next 2 days of how much I've achieved in my running career and what I can achieve with calmness and determination. So, yeah, that was really exciting to hear that, you know, to read that kind of from her when we worked together for so long. So it's an example of how with each MP3 file I make for her, she thinks, wow, this is the best one so far. And they keep getting better because what you can do with your MP3s is basically we talk about whatever's going on with her with her injury recovery and then preparation for races. And, she was, also did a race up in Marin, a 5K, and was able to win that in her age group. And so with each session, you sort of glean what is the issue or the main thing that we're working on with that session. What is the lesson for that coaching session? And then I would do an MP3 for her just based on that, on whatever we're working on that day. So it's you can prepare things ahead of time if you want, if a client does not have, an agenda. But you can also, I think one of the really wonderful things about the work we do is that you can just take a look at what's going on that day in that person and then really think, okay, what's the primary issue that this person is working on right now? And then just when I do my visualizations, I just close my eyes and I speak from my heart and my soul and just get into that person's, almost get into her mind and do a visualization that's exactly what that person needs that day and kind of summarize the whole, what's going on in the whole session. And then as you get to know a client even more, you bring in more and more of what you know about that person. For instance, you know, with Melody, I emphasized in the visualization that, you know, Melody, you are a champion. You've been a champion for 20 years now, and you have so much experience. So I emphasized that she could remember how much she has achieved, even though with this knee injury, she might not be able to, you know, to win her age group or do the absolute best she can with this race. I didn't say that in the visualization, but that's the reality. If you're coming back from an injury, she hasn't had the quantity of work, training. But that's, but what's important is just to realize how much she has achieved and how much she can achieve now, and just to enjoy the race. So That's just a kind of an update on Melody and how she's doing. And I'll let you know after tomorrow how that goes with her there. And the work that we do, I think, as performing edge coaches and in sports performance is the most, I think you can really have a huge impact on people's lives. It's the most satisfying work I've ever done. And you could just make it such an amazing difference. So, yeah, so I just wanted to, almost brought tears to my eyes when I read that email. When you get emails like that from your clients, you realize, boy, this is, you know, we're really, you're in a position to make a difference in someone's life. And so it's great. I want to help all of you to get the word, to be able to do the work that you can do the best. So let's see. I just want to answer some questions first. I think, Duran, you had a quick question too, did you, that you sent me by email?
Yes. I wanted to know what I'm planning on doing is to build an awareness of performance edge coaching and South Florida here, and one of the great ideas that I have is I made my postcards already, and what I want to do on there is put on a weekly call like we're doing right now and, start recording those calls and making like a package that people can buy and having different topics every time. And that way, as I build my list and as I build an awareness of what I do, I have an opportunity to educate people and kind of have a service for them that they can tune into every week and get different information on, whether it's visualization or breathing techniques or just simple steps that they can take to help out their business or whatever the topic is. It'll really be beneficial for them.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
So I really just wanted to know, I listened to all your calls, by the way. I think I got half a call left, the one you sent me.
Oh,
but,
wow. Oh, you want to know the call service?
No, the calls that you made, the recordings.
Yeah.
So those have been really helpful and answered a lot of my questions. And I'm just curious to know what phone service you use and if it's a service you pay for or if it's just a service that is free. And
yeah,
you can download
free. The good news is this is free. Yeah, it's amazing. It's called Free.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, freeconferencing.com. So you just,
okay, that's the one I use too.
Yeah, type that in. Yeah, just freeconferencing.com. And they're getting better with different services as well. They have you just click on there. You go to freeconferencing.com and you just can sign up you can be the host, and then the participant number's there. You give each person a participant number, and then on the left there's a little column there that says live conference, and you just click. And they'll walk you through this on the phone too if you want any training on it. But it's really self-explanatory there. You just click recording, and then turn it on, and then it records the entire conference for you. And pretty high quality recording, I think. And then you can have a conference lock on, which means only you are the one that's talking, and everyone else, if you want them to if it's a larger call, you'd want to do that, to put the conference lock on, and then have the Q&A. On the right-hand side, there's the place there for Q&A, and people can press one on their phone if they want to call in, and then you'll see that on your panel there of people that have questions. Then you can open up an individual line to talk with them, and then move on to the next person there. When we've got, if you've got just a smaller number of people on the call, you can do it however you want. If it's quiet in the background, then you can just have the conference lock off so people can talk to you more freely. And you can, if you're having a mastermind group or a small group of people just, to kind of share ideas, then you could just have those lines open so everyone can talk, kind of thing. So it's great. And now they have a new service too on the right, on the very far right of the screen. There are two buttons there. One says screen sharing. So I'm going to be using that with you guys. It's a brand new service there, and I'll be learning how to use that this week and testing that out. and then I can share with you my screen so I can show you, you know, kind of like you can be looking over my shoulder and show you where I point and click on, you know, like show you how to build a website basically with a few clicks, and show you various things that I do on the computer. So it's like basically being able to do a webinar that people can tap into there. And then if you want, like if you have a software program like Camtasia, and you can actually record the screen. It's a screen capture software. Then you could record the whole screen and then say have a video for later where you're actually training people to do a particular item. Or
Cut you off. How do you spell that certain software for the recording the screen?
Yeah, Camtasia, Camtasia. And it's made as Camtasia, Camtasia, and it's made by TechSmith. So if you just Google that, TechSmith, TechSmith, like Smith, TechSmith.com. Or just put in TechSmith Camtasia, it'll take you there, and it's great software. And then if you go there to Camtasia, click on pricing, and then click on education. They have various pricings, and if you click on education, then the prices are less expensive. And you're in this course, so you're in education, right? They don't make you fill out any paperwork, you know, to show what kind of education you're doing or anything. So you get a discount on the price. So that's a good thing to use there. Yeah. Or if they have a free version, I think it's Cam Studio that you can try out as well. And I use it all the time. So with Camtasia, you can do record your PowerPoint, just prepare a PowerPoint presentation, and then you just click record screen, and then you go through your PowerPoint, and you're narrating in the background with your microphone. So you can basically go through a presentation with someone. You can record show your PowerPoint, or then if you want to show them something you're doing on the screen, how you click to do various things, you can switch over to something else on your screen to show some websites, that kind of thing. So yeah, it's great. So yeah, and congratulations on your website, Duran. Athletegrowth.com. Yeah, it's really coming along. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I did that over the weekend.
That's amazing. Yeah, and you're having or working with somebody else to do that, or doing it yourself?
Well, I had a gentleman. He helped me just pretty much install a thesis theme through FileZilla,
uh-huh.
And then he went ahead and installed the skin for me as well. And then from that point on, I've been watching videos, and I pretty much figured it out. I read the manual and figured everything out. And having the graphic design.
Watching videos of what?
Of different things as far as like installing widgets and different options of installing headers and graphics and how to get it into the system through code and
through WordPress.org or something? Or
yeah, WordPress.org. Yeah. So I paid for the thesis theme, and then I paid for the skin that goes with that thesis theme.
Great. Yeah. So that's fantastic. I'm looking at it there. It's really really nice. And then you've got your book on the right hand side, and then sign up for the Athlete Growth Club down below. Yeah. So you've got your opt-in box. That's really good. And and then you put the by the way, if anyone on the call, if you'd like to get the word out about this course and become an affiliate, you can do that. I think both of you guys, Sue and Duran, became affiliates, which is great. And then you've got that on your website somewhere. Let's see, where is that?
When you click on the slider there, it says there's like a picture of marbles,
uh-huh.
Different colors, and it says maximize your potential.
Yeah.
And when you click on that, it takes you to a page, and it has your header there
that I just
on your website.
That's great. So that's an example of any of you on the call and in our program. If you want to do that, you can just grab the header from the top of my website. You just You just right-click and copy it, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I saved it as an image, and then I just put it in there on WordPress, and then took the affiliate link and put that in with the picture. So when you click on it, it goes to the link.
Yeah, that's great. That's fantastic. And I think you got the affiliate link from, was it in the website there?
Yes, as soon as you sent it, I signed up and I did that right away. So.
Oh, great, yeah. So it looks fantastic. Yeah, so you can earn, I pay 30% commission for you know, getting the word out there for anyone that you'd like to refer. And now the individual program is, when I work with people one-on-one, it's now it's $4,000. So if you refer someone that signs up for that, you get 30%, which is $1,330. So that's a really good, great commission. And then if they take the individual course, it's either $1,000 or the price will be going up to $1,500 and $2,000. So you'll get a third of that. So that's a great way that we all help each other to. I can help you to promote your business and to help your income as well. So that's fantastic.
Definitely, and it works perfect with the vision I have of wanting to branch out and get other coaches involved in the program. I bought that Dragon software, which I'm really pumped up about. I've heard about it before, but I really took the initiative now and purchased it. So I'm in the process of, I have a bunch of information. I'm making the athlete growth playbook, which is going to be like a two-month, 4-month, 6-month, or a year of coaching for people. So I'm really excited about putting that together and providing that for people soon to come. So.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, and so for all of you, for Doran and Doran and everyone on the call too, if you want, you could use that kind of system, a teleseminar like this or webinars to give free information, and you give really in-depth, really excellent training and information for free, and then people, and at the end of the call, you can give an offer. What you want to say is, like, now, have I delivered on my promise to you to deliver, really high-quality content? You get people, and most people are going to say yes, of course, and then you can say, now I'd like to show you how you can take this to the next level and give your offer of, let's say, a course that's coming up, a paid course or whatever it is you want to offer, and tell them, and I'm going to, as I'm giving you my offer, I'm going to continue to train you, and so that people don't turn off and they don't say, oh, this is just a sales pitch. You continue to give them tips and training while you are telling them about your offer, and that's what keeps people on the call, and they get so interested in what you're doing, and they're continually being trained by you, that most people, you get a lot more signups for your course, whatever it is that you're promoting. So, yeah, it works great. So, yeah, that's fantastic. I'm happy to support you in any way I can and support everybody. So, great. Yeah. So, Sue, are you there? Are you on the line? Yeah, you had a question as well?
Yeah. My question is, I haven't put an opt-in box for an email sign-up sheet yet because I don't have a free product to offer that I think is valuable enough, or I haven't put anything together yet. I'm looking at different things, but
yeah,
I'm not exactly sure what to offer free, and then whether to do a series of autoresponders right away that goes with it.
Yeah, so that's a good question. So I think there's all kinds of free things that you can offer. The great thing is, just if you offer something that's digital, it doesn't cost any money. It's just time, and you don't have to put it all together at once. It's a really great thing too. Like with a series of autoresponders, you could just one could be the key with emails is you want them to be short. An autoresponder is just basically what for everyone on for the recording too. If you don't know what an autoresponder is, it's just basically a series of emails that goes out that on any topic that you want, or you know, giving information. And hopefully it's you know, it's some really valuable information for people, training on something, and it can be very short, you know, three paragraphs or three, you know, just one page kind of thing. And then what you want to do is then also have some links to other things, so you're marketing your products as well. So it's, you know, 70 or 80% good information and, you know, 30% marketing, or 20 or 30% marketing is a good rule of thumb. So, you know, you think, yeah, like Sue, you're thinking, oh, geez, I have to write, you know, this long, you know, book or something to offer, and that can be a stumbling block if you're thinking it has to be this really big thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what you can do, like with the great thing about autoresponders, is if it's an email that goes out once a week, let's say, you could write one of the, you don't have to have the whole thing done. You could just write one email per week kind of thing, and because you know that it's going to go out week one, and then you've got a whole 7 days before you have to write the next one,
mm-hmm.
before it goes out. So that's how I designed my autoresponder series, is I wrote one, and it could be like three tips, you know, like my three P's, positive images, power words, present focus is what I wrote for my book, and you could come up with the three F's, or
mm-hmm.
or the three S's for Sue Hasker's three S's. you know, for injury, you know, it could be just, if you can think of three tips, the brain seems to work better in threes or in even numbers. We respond better to threes, fives, and sevens, it seems like, as opposed to two, four, and six. So, you know, just some research has been done on that sort of thing. So if you can give three tips, let's say, you know, the three things that come to mind, like let's say you're talking about injury, three mistakes is a really good thing. What are the three problem areas that you see? You know, can you think of two or three things you might write about with regard to injury, just, you know, problems that come up for people?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you could think of, though, you know, list, you know, when you're you know, just out for a walk, or when you're doing, you know, other things, little if you can put that in your brain, you know, kind of, okay, what do I want to offer for my my opt-in box, and just put that in your mind, things will come up if you just kind of keep it, keep that thought in your mind. The right brain will start working on it. Right before you go to bed at night, you know, think to yourself, okay, opt-in box, what's my free offer, something compelling or something really that people would want to hear. And then just think about that, right, if you're thinking about right before you go to sleep, your subconscious mind will tend to work on it right before you're, you know, as you're sleeping at night. It's amazing how that works. I mean, that connection is so powerful. You know, how you know, I was watching the example. I was watching David Letterman the other night, and he was interviewing Lady Gaga on Letterman. You know, she's this crazy lady that you know, dresses really weird, and it looks like a Halloween costume. You know, she's a really strange lady. And so I go to, and she's talking about all kinds of stuff, how she sold 25 million albums. It's crazy. And then I go to bed, and here I am dreaming about Lady Gaga.
Oh.
What a waste of a dream, right? Because I was, that's what I was thinking about right before I went to bed. You know, just strange, this weird lady. And so I think, you know, that's so powerful. What you put in your brain is what you dream about oftentimes. So why not use that and use that powerful connection and actually, you know, think about something that I want to be working on in my brain.
Yeah.
Like the next morning, I wanted to give you some tips about that with your, you know, just getting things done. You know, we think, how do we find time to work on websites and all the things that we need to get done? And if you could think of three things, you know, the power of three again, is say right before you go to bed, what are the three things I want to accomplish tomorrow morning? And put those in your brain. So Sue, you could think of, okay, what three things could I offer, you know, in an autoresponder or something, let's say. In a short ebook, then, you know, right before you go to bed, then you'll tend to, your subconscious mind will work on that. And in the morning, then you wake up and you want to, when your mind is fresh, if you can work on it for a bit, for an hour or two, and write down the thoughts that you have. If you have like some real creative thoughts, write them down right away so you can capture those and then work on them that day. Morning is usually the best time for most people. Are you a morning person, Sue? Or
yeah,
evening?
Definitely.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, try to work on it before you get to your other stuff. When your mind is really fresh, then you'll tend to, you know, come up with some really creative things. But some examples of what you could offer for an, you know, in your opt-in box, there are all kinds of things you could offer. A tips, a checklist. You know, maybe Sue, you know, like you're like when people are going for surgery, there's you know a checklist of what things to ask the doctor, right, or what things to do. That could be a checklist, or you could have a list of questions, questions to ask your doctor, questions to ask yourself about your injury. You could have Sue Hasker's top 10 tips on how to quickly recover from an injury.
Mm-hmm.
How to deal with it. I'm just kind of brainstorming here with you.
Well, one of the things that I was thinking about doing was I have a coaching tool that I got from another company that it's a checklist on self-care, which has like 25 different things. How well do you do self-care? And then it's just a little coaching homework tool thing. So
yeah,
maybe if people see the areas where they need help, they might think about a coach.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, because you want to have something that leads people back to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you could put it, you have a checklist. Another way to do it is an assessment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could just basically make it into a little quiz or assessment.
This is. You rate how well you're doing in like 20 different areas.
Mhm. Yeah. So from 1 to 5 or 1 to 10 kind of thing.
Yeah. It's like there's 3.
Yeah. And if you rate 1 to 3.
Yeah. It's I can't remember the specific words because I don't have it in front of me. But it's like, you know, somewhat, not at all, or they do it really well. And just very simple.
Yeah. So, you could do a 1 to 3 or 1 to 5, whatever
mm-hmm.
works for you kind of thing. Like I've got one on my website about stress how vulnerable are you to stress, injury, or burnout. And then I list various things. You know, have I've been training too long in the same situation, or you know, feel tired when I wake up in the morning, and that kind of thing. Have a negative attitude, those kind of things. It's like the commercials you see on TV for drugs. You know, they always go into those sorts of things to make you want their product. But you want it to be real, and you know, things that you've maybe, you know, Sue, you've been through injury yourself, so you know what you've experienced, so you can you know, kind of draw on your own experience as well. Yeah, and then and you could come up with your own rating, use this other person's checklist, and then or as ideas, but then you know, kind of just do your own spin on it and come up with your checklist, make it even better. And then say at the bottom, if you answered yes or ranked high on, you know, 4 or more of these questions, then healyourbest.com may be a really good resource for you,
mm-hmm.
of coaching or helping you through your injury. Yeah, you know, kind of suggesting that and then putting a call to action of, for more information, click here or something. You could have that and then have just a click to go to that, the injury coaching page of your website.
Mm-hmm.
So does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's great. Yeah. And it wouldn't take much to do that, just to have that assessment on your so you could have that as an opt-in, you know, if you're, your checklist. Or you could also have, some answers to that, you know, to self-care, a checklist of how to do self-care.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say you have 10 areas or something of how to take care of yourself, how to recover from an injury. You could give, you know, 2 or 3 of them for free there, and then say now for the other for the other 7 areas, click here, and it could lead to an ebook or something, some paid either paid product, ebook, or your coaching, or something else. So you want to give them something for free that's a sample of what you do, and then just like movies do, they or any show, they say, you know, want to know about this? We'll be back after the commercial,
mm-hmm.
and have the cliffhanger there of you got to know about this, whatever it is, topic that you have them hanging on the edge of their seats to know what it is, because you've given them so much good information already that they want to know if those 3 things were so good, they've got to know the other 7.
Yeah. I was thinking the 3 tips could be the autoresponders too, the weekly thing, just because you've said and other people have said, the more people see your name out there, the more they trust you.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think autoresponders work so well that way, because that way they're getting something weekly from you. Or it could be, with most systems, you can arrange when you want your autoresponder to go out. It could be day one, right? They should get one right away after they sign up, and then maybe 1 3 days later, and then one the next one 5 days later, and
mm-hmm.
the next one a week later, something like that, so that at first people might not remember your name, so it's good to get the second one out within a few days, I'd say, 2 3 days, so they remember you, and then the next one fairly soon as well, because they need a few reminders to remember, you know, and after a while they're going to be saying, oh, yeah, heal your best, I remember that. Then it becomes kind of second nature to them. And you could put heal your best in the subject line, I'd say, too, of the email, of the autoresponder. So it's great that you've got that website, because it's short and it's easy to remember, and it's a great domain name,
mm-hmm.
and it gives a benefit. So it's got all the qualifications of, a good domain name.
Great.
Yeah, it's easy to say and easy to spell, and it's... it's something that everybody wants to do, is heal your best. So you did a great job with that. So I'd say I've got a list, too, of other things, all the different things you could offer for free, compelling offers for opt-in. So I'll make a note here to myself to come up with a list, add to that list, too, and give you a list of things that... things for your opt-in.
Okay.
Some other ideas, too. So that would be great. Okay, and if you have any other questions about that, let me know. So I think because everyone's got that same question of what do I offer that's
mm-hmm.
really good. And, I built a lot of my business on the autoresponder series. I call it free, private mentoring program, and people sign up for that, and mine is just currently 7 weeks or so, but actually it's better if you can extend it out. You know, once you get into a rhythm, you could extend it, each week write another one, so that you've got, or write a whole bunch of them for 1 weekend if you have time, and then you can write out 52 of them, so you've got one. It's like a set it and forget it. Once
mm-hmm.
you write them out, then they just go out to each person that signs up, so they get that constant contact with you. And then you can also do broadcasts, where you just send out email blast to all the people on your list,
mm-hmm.
too. So, great. Yeah. So, any other questions that you got, Sue? Or?
No.
Okay.
That's
so let me, hopefully that gives you some ideas.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Anyway, with your website. And, I'd say just, you don't have to get it perfect. Just get started and. Just put, if you get one person to sign, get somebody, a friend of yours to sign up, and then see it. So make sure it's working okay, test it out.
Yeah.
So, give that a try. So, let's see. I wanted to go into now the, you know, some information about websites. Hang on just a second here. Yeah, and I'll be, I want to talk to you about, we'll talk to you about websites and your, how you can improve the website you have if you already have one, or you can build a second one if you're interested. I've seen so many people struggle with getting a website going and or paying another webmaster, you know, huge amounts of money and not getting what they wanted, because sometimes or there's the disappearing webmaster. You know, somebody that you, I've had that before. I paid a guy $1,500 2 years ago for, and then he started out on the website and was real gung ho, and then just disappeared and had no, you know, just was totally didn't communicate and couldn't get a hold of him, and he just took off with my money, and that happens too much, I think, these days. That plus you're dependent on that other person to set up your site. So it's much better if you can be in control, and I want to empower each of you to be in control and have you know, be able to do this yourself. So so also, you know, you can save yourself a lot of money, and also you are the one that has the most interest in your website. Anyone else that's working for you is, I mean, basically they're in it for making money for themselves, and sometimes they may just do the minimum for you. But if you're working on your own website, you are going to do the absolute best job. And also, most web designers, they're just very technical, but they don't have any experience in the marketing part of it, so they don't know how to get your website ranked high on the search engines. And you can do that naturally, organically, without paying anyone anything. You don't have to pay for advertisements. You don't have to pay for some search engine optimization, SEO expert. Yeah, definitely do not do that, because they're all they'll do is give you a report, like I was mentioning last time, fancy report, maybe get your website up higher for one day. But you want it, we're in this for the long term, right? And so you want your website up there rising all the time. And so I've got lots of ways for you to do that. And now with WordPress, it's so much easier for you to do yourself. So WordPress is basically it's like software, or like a kind of like a script, where it makes it very easy for you to do this yourself. And just with a few clicks, you can have a WordPress site. I mean, like Duran, you were saying you got it up in one day. It's just amazing. What used to take, you know, months or whatever, and paying a webmaster $5,000, you can do this now, basically getting a site up and with a few clicks in one day and installed. And a blog is just a specialized kind of website. You know, it's a platform that is great for anything that you want to do. So you don't have to have a blog over here and a website over here. It's a blog. Now a blog and a website are one and the same. You know, a blog is a very easy way to do a website. And now with all the themes that are out there, which are, you know, they look very professional, it makes your website look, you know, just fantastic. Looks, you know, just like you paid someone $10,000 to do this. So, and you want, I mean, the goal would be that you want your blog website to, you know, spread out all over the web. So, you know, if you had several websites, once you get the technique down of doing websites, then you can do lots of them in the same way. You can use one theme. Once you know your theme, you could do, you know, what if you had one for, you could have one for each sport that you work in. You could have one for, you know, a website just for youth sports and one for adult sports. You could have one for, like Sue, for injuries, for recovering from different types of injuries. You could have one just for surgery recovery and one for, you know, all kinds of, for, say, women going through transitions. and you know, Christo Spies is in South Africa. He, you know, you could do one for rugby and one for triathlons and one for squash, your different sports that you work in. And TJ, you know, up in Oregon, I know you can do, you could do your website for, you've got one for massage. Now you could start a new website just for the performing edge coaching. It might be really good to do because it's a separate website or separate area, so that you don't have to combine everything onto the same website, because the more niched you can be, the better. So, and then Nicole, who's in New York, is focused on hockey, so you can really work on a website just for that area. And if you want to focus just in the New York area, you can say, you know, hockey for New York. So what you want to do is, you know, have your blog, you know, spread out all over the web. It gives you a bigger web presence when you have several sites, and you can use linking strategies to help you with that. So and why you want to use WordPress is that WordPress is cheap, it's easy, and easy to put up. And when you see all the benefits of it, Google absolutely loves WordPress. Google loves blogs, and the search engines love blogs because it's easy to maintain, it's easy to set up, and it's easy to, if you're putting something in new each day or two or three times a week, then it keeps your website, you know, high on the search engines. When I put up drjoanne.com a couple years ago, it, you know, I got my site to the top of the search engines in just 3 weeks. It was amazing because I was just constantly adding new content. So, and also you don't have to pay for adjustments on your website. You can just do those yourself, you know, small adjustments. You've always got things you want to do. If you do need help with that, you can get lots of support, like the website I was talking about before, Fiverr.com. It's Fiverr.com. You know, just go there and type in WordPress website, or Word, and you can have someone help you, you know, actually tutor you through putting up a website for $5 and show you how to do it yourself. So that's pretty amazing that, you know, someone could, that's even a better thing to do than someone doing it for you, is have them tutor you through that. And then also, let's say you get stuck and you're in a glitch, something looks funny on your site, you need it fixed. Because everyone knows website WordPress these days. You can go to Fiverr.com and just ask, need, you know, help on fixing a technical glitch or something on WordPress site, and you'll get all kinds of people there willing to help you, and you can pay $5 to get something fixed. You know, it's really amazing. So you can. You know, you might have someone, it could be someone that's here in this country, or it might be like somebody from the Philippines or from India. They're great to work with because most of the time they can speak English, and they you know, respond very quickly. They're very smart, and they figure stuff out. They all know WordPress now. Also, WordPress easily integrates with social media, so you can just put your icons on there, just like I have on drjoanne.com at the upper right. That's something you want to put above the fold, if you can, too, is, you know, a little link to your Facebook page and to your Twitter page, YouTube, so that you can get those all working together. And then also WordPress is making new plugins like crazy. That plugins are just like little tiny programs that make your website do all kinds of great things. So anything you want to do on your website, basically instead of hiring a webmaster to do that, you just put a plugin in that does that. There's plugins for, you know, for just about anything you want to do. There's one really good one called Tiny MCE Editor. I'd really suggest that one. They're all free. Most of them are free. And this one's called Tiny I think it's MCE Editor. M as in money, C as in cat, and then E. Tiny MCE Editor. And if you put that on your website, what it does is it all of a sudden your WordPress blog, the editing area there, it looks, you've got so much more functionality instead of just a few little icons at the top that it gives you there. It gives you about 3 rows of icons, so you can easily change the color, the font. So you can easily do all kinds of things. You can link to YouTube, and you can you know, there's all kinds of things that you can do quickly to make your website look good. So if you get that editor, it becomes more like a Word editor. So there's a lot more you can do really quickly with it. So I suggest getting that plug-in. One thing I wanted to mention to you first is about choosing domain names. Now, you guys, most of you already have one domain name, but think about this in terms of choosing other domain names. Like, I've got about 30 of them out there now. I only have three or four websites, but I'm going to be taking all those other domains and, turning them into websites as well. So when you're choosing a domain name, you want to try to get your keywords in it, but it's not as important now as it used to be to have the keywords. So that's good news. Even if you can't get your keywords, it's okay in terms of the search engines. The most important thing for search engines is just getting that content up there regularly and using your keywords in your titles and in your actual first three words of your text. And, throughout the text of what you're writing. So you want to try to get, a keyword, but that keyword's already taken, like running or something. Let's say that's already taken. Then I could, you could put a word in front of it and a word in the back of it, like bestrunningtips.com or running your best. Just something you can think of, a word in the front and a word in the back of your keyword, then all of a sudden you've got a website, and it's just amazing. A lot of websites are still available out there, so it's great. One tip too on getting domain names: you can get them a lot cheaper if you there's a website called bustaname.com. It's B-U-S-T-A, the letter A, and the name N-A-M-E.com. Bustaname.com. If you go there and you pick out a domain name, then they're like a reseller of several other companies. So if you go there and then let's say you choose GoDaddy, it'll still say like $10.99, but then it takes you to GoDaddy and you go through the checkout process. And when you finally get to the check, it'll still say $10.99, but when you get to the final page on the checkout, it'll say $7.49, I think it is. So you get this great discount. And if you find a domain name you really like, then I get it for 10 years. You're basically paying like, $70 instead of $100. So it's a great savings on domain names that way. So and one thing I want to warn you about is when you're getting a domain name, you want to, let's say if you are working with someone else, so a web person, never let that person, they'll say to you, they might say to you, oh, I'll just register your domain name for you. Definitely do not let them do that, put their name as the registrant for the domain name, because then they own the domain name. And if anything happens to that person, let's say they're the disappearing webmaster or something isn't working out with them or you have a falling out, they go away, they still own your domain name, basically, and you cannot get it back. And I've seen, the only way you can get it back is, if you do some kind of dispute. An ICANN dispute, can cost $10,000 or get a lawyer, and it's, can get very expensive, and you just don't want to get into that at all. So you want to be the registrant of your domain name. So make sure you go to bustaname.com, or you can get them a lot cheaper there, or GoDaddy, and or get your domain name, and you register it yourself. If you're working with someone else, they can be the technical support person on the name on there, but do not let them be the registrant or the administrator name. That should be you, because you are the one that owns your domain name, and that's your business. That your domain name is your, the foundation of what you do. It's one of your most valuable assets. It's your brand. So I want to protect you in that way and make sure that you are the one that owns that domain name and keep it, guard it safely. So, yeah, so that I just want to go over a few of the topics here today, and then we're going to I'll continue with this on our next call, which will be July 28th. We'll do another section on this. But with domain names, also you want to avoid dashes. Like I was saying last time, my first domain name was sports-psych.com, which is it used to be 10, 15 years ago that you if you put dashes in the name, that was good for the search engines to separate the words. But now you don't need the dashes, and it confuses people. So don't avoid dashes. And you want to try to get the .com always because people always type in .com. And I would not, they, you know, like with GoDaddy, they always want you to upsell you on all kinds of extras. And yeah, it just goes on and on. You want to look for the place at the bottom that says, no thanks, I just want the .com and just want this and none of the extra stuff. Because that's what people are going to type in. If you're getting, say, something that, you know, where you're promoting someone else's website or it's just a forwarding domain, you know, .net would be okay. But for your main websites, you know, try to get the .com because that's what people are always going to be typing in. If you get .tv or .net, you're basically promoting someone else's site who has the .com. And the shorter, the better. So if you can think of something, get something short, that works great. So that's a start on websites, the domain name. I just want to mention with hosting, I want you to understand these things before so that you can do them yourself, ideally, or if you do farm it out to someone else, you can understand what you're doing before having someone else do this. So you want to have a hosting company that has what's called a cPanel. So that makes it – so hosting companies now, when they have a cPanel, it makes it so much easier for you to do things within the website. So you don't have to call the webmaster to do this. You can change your email, or you can get webmail from there. You can do just about anything from your cPanel. It makes it just really easy, and it makes a hosting company that has what's called Fantastico, which is this little program on there that makes it easy to install WordPress and easy to install all kinds of things. So you get that, and then you get and then it's just usually a one-click install to get WordPress up there. And don't get sucked into, like I was saying, all the extras when you're getting a hosting site. Just get the domain name, get your hosting, and that's all you need. You can always upgrade to other things later if you need to. So then you want to make sure you put an opt-in box at the upper right-hand corner. And we'll talk more about that next time, too, how to do that. Maybe I'll try to show you that on my screen, how I do that. I use the system viprunning.com, which is a great e-commerce system, and it's very low cost just for the you can just get the opt-in autoresponders, start with that without even getting the shopping cart, and there's a free trial there at viprunning.com. Or you can there's other systems too that you can use that are great too. I know many of you already have one, and that's good too. Next time I want to talk to you about other things, how to search for themes and how to install a theme, how to apply your theme and plugins. You know, next time we'll talk more about plugins of how to, which are mostly free, and how to get all kinds of things done on your website just with one of these plugins. They're fantastic to use, like, especially backup. You want to get one that's called something that will back up your website every week so that if something does go down with your website, you've always got those backups. Really important. So I want these calls are to help you understand more about your website, how to protect you from all the mistakes that are and the things that can go wrong out there so that you can correct them yourself. So we'll talk more next time on July the 28th for our next call. So any final questions you guys have, or any thoughts that you have that I can help you with?
I'll just say a final note. Thank you very much for the call. It was awesome. And I always get some golden nuggets every time we talk. And, oh, shoot. Back at work, so might be a little loud. But if, Sue, if you're still on the line and you wanted to go ahead and opt in for my Athlete Growth Club, it actually will take you to see how I did my ebook.
Okay.
And,
yeah. That'd be great.
If you like what you see with the graphics and everything, I'll work something out with you and I can help you get your first ebook out.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I was looking at your site and I really thought it looked great. And then I requested to connect with you on LinkedIn, so you may get that.
Yeah, I already saw that and
okay.
Facebook.
Okay, yeah.
So
yeah.
I appreciate that.
Okay, and I have a Facebook page too, so.
Awesome.
Good, yeah, and we can all do that to sort of link into each other with our social media, Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and stuff. And, I'm doing that with each of you, sort of promoting you on my Facebook page and putting links up. I've done that with Sue there, and you put your website up on my Facebook page. And so mm-hmm. that works out great, so we can sort of it can help promote you all that way too. So great. Well,
yeah, and Dr. Joanne, I have another page on my website called Team of Champions.
Oh, yeah?
And I just have a network of people that, you know, I feel I should let my share with my audience.
Uh-huh.
And I sent you an email. I don't know if you got it.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, if you wanted to fill that out in like a headshot, I can put that information up as well, so that way people can have access to your information. And I also put your feeder on my Facebook. There's a way where you could put the feeder on the Facebook so people can get your messages from your blog as well.
Oh, great. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, so that sounds great. I'll fill that out, yeah. And, it's good we can get our information on each other's sites.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic. So, yeah, this is a great way that we can use Performing Edge Coaching International, this group, as a way to help each other and help you guys with your business, and we can help get Performing Edge Coaching out there and help you all to get more visibility, more clients, and refer more people to you too. So
there's millions and millions of athletes, so I don't think any one of us are going to fall short.
Getting
clients. So.
Oh, yeah, there's just such an abundance out there of people, and there's not enough of coaches like us, Performing Edge Coaches, to help people. So it's fantastic, yeah. There's such a huge need, and there's I'm just blown away by the – and even speaking is another area, too. I'm just blown away by the you hear about the bad economy, but then – I just got a call from a company last week, a local company here in the Bay Area, and they asked me to speak, and they asked about my fees, and I said, for a keynote speech, for a corporation, I charge $20,000, and they said, oh wow, we had a group, another group in last week that we paid twice that amount, $40,000. For them to come in. And so I said, how long did
that
talk? It just blew my mind. I had no idea. And they said, I said, how long did they talk? He said, they came on Thursday for talked for 4 hours from 11 to 3, and then Friday from for 2 hours. And that was all. That was it.
Yeah, it's such an amazing thing, speaking. And it's one of the things I love doing as well. So
yeah,
I'm looking forward to building that aspect too.
Yeah, so when companies are doing well, and there's a lot of them doing well out there, they're willing to pay for very well for your services. So it's a really exciting company. So great. Okay. Well, we'll be in touch then. And if you have any questions in the meantime, feel free to email me. I'm here for all of you. I'm really cheering all of you on, and I'm happy to be a resource for you. So we'll
all
talk
right.
soon.
Okay. Thanks.
Great. Have a good one. Take
all right,
care.
Thanks.
Nice to meet you, Sue.
You too.
Bye.
Sure. Okay, bye now.